Coming up on episode number 1161, it's a triple play today, celebrating three birthdays, three very distinct birthdays in the music world, ranging from grunge, new punk, and pop. Today, celebrating birthdays of Kesha, who turns 30, Billy Joe Armstrong from Green Day, who turns 45, and this is the weirdest one. Kurt Cobain would have turned 50 this week, if you can believe it. Covers stories for Nirvana, Green Day, and Kesha, all coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, February 22nd. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another edition of Coverville. Today, three cover stories. Count them, three cover stories, all merged into one show. Each of these artists, at least two of the three of these artists, easily could have and have warranted their own cover stories. As a matter of fact, I've done several cover stories for both Green Day and Nirvana. So, you can find those in the archives. If you want an entire episode of Nirvana covers, boom, that's where you go. And if you want an entire episode of Green Day covers, that's also where you go. But if you want Kesha covers mixed in with your Green Day and your Nirvana covers, well, you're in exactly the place you need to be. Like I mentioned, celebrating birthdays today for Billy Joe Armstrong and Kesha, and celebrating what would have been Kurt Cobain's 50th birthday. I can't even imagine a 50-year-old Kurt Cobain, what that would be like. It's weird to imagine. But let's go ahead and get things started here. We'll start with Green Day for this one. This is from the Japanese band Puffy AmiYumi, who, before they came to America, were just known as Puffy in Japan. But once they came here, there was, of course, the need to separate themselves or disambiguate themselves from Puff Daddy, Sean Puffy Combs. So they had to add the Puffy AmiYumi. I think it's even better, I think, with the full name. This is from their 2009 release, Puffy AmiYumi Times Puffy, with its cover of Green Day's Basket Case.
Do you have the time to listen to me? Why? Have an essay and everything all at once. I am one of those melodramatic fruits. Neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I keep myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking.
Let's go. Thank you. drunken idiot. Don't want a nation to know the new media. Can you hear the sound of hysteria? A subliminal mind trick America. Now everybody do the propaganda. Sing along with the edge of paranoia. Welcome to a new kind of tension. All across the alien nation. Where everything is on that to be okay. Television dreams of tomorrow. We're not the ones who make to follow. Well, that's enough to argue.
Welcome to Paradise by the Flowmasters, some surf rock from a great series of albums that started with Beyond the Sea and then went to Further Beyond the Sea, and then another one I think even further beyond the sea and considerably further beyond the sea, all amazing instrumental surf guitar covers of pop songs, old and new, classic rock, new pop, all that stuff. Really, really good stuff. And I'm with you. I think that song works really well as a surf rock anthem. You can almost visualize when you hear music like that. I personally can completely and always visualize the scenes of surfers, you know, cut one from the other to the other, like going down the pipelines and wiping out and all that stuff. I think I just also channeled the Shantays and all those other bands that have songs called Wipeout and Pipeline. Anyway, Welcome to Paradise by Flowmasters. Before that, American Idiot by The Rocker Covers. Now, this is from the album Revved Up, which came out in 2011, and this is by Lee Rocker from the Stray Cats. If it sounds like Stray Cats, definitely you can figure out that that is from Lee Rocker from the Stray Cats. Great album, too. Does such an amazing job of keeping things in the vein of his style without sacrificing anything to make it sound just like the original. I love that. And he does a great job with that. Rockabye Baby brought us Good Riddance, Time of Your Life, from a lullaby renditions of Green Bay. I'm sorry, Green Day. Lullaby Renditions of Green Bay is a completely different album. 2007, that Lullaby Renditions of Green Day came out. And I would really be curious as to how many copies of those Rockabye Baby albums were sold to people who don't have children, because I think they work great as background music. Honestly, you could take that cover right there of Good Riddance, Time of Your Life, which, by the way, sends a very mixed message to your baby, if I'm being honest. But you can take that rendition and take out the melody, the little xylophone melody that is to represent the vocals, and replace it with vocals and have a really, really good cover of that song, I think. Somebody should do that. Somebody. We had When I Come Around by Wirebox, that one from a tribute album called A Different Shade of Green, which came out in 2008. We started off with Puffy, aka Puffy AmiYumi, with their cover of Basket Case from 2009. Let's keep things going. This one comes from the appropriately named Desert Island Songs, which came out in 2011. It's Blanche Servais and Holiday.
Who died without Yeah.
Yes, my son, you are healed. That is Longview. You know, a cover has got to be damn good for me to play a 7-minute song on Coverville. It's longer than I usually like to play on the show. This one is so freaking exceptional. I've got goosebumps listening to that, and it is just so damn good. It takes on a life of its own. It's so good. If I wasn't at a standing desk, I'd be giving it a standing ovation right now. The Jazz Mafia's Choral Syndicate with their cover of Longview. That one included on Undercover Presents, a tribute to Green Day's Dookie, an album that covers track by track every song on Dookie. And that is such a great series, the Undercover series. You got to check them out. They just came out with one doing the Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. And it's as good as they're all fantastic. They're all worth checking out. The Pickin' On series right before that, Know Your Enemy, that one from Green Day Bluegrass, Volume 2, the Bluegrass Tribute to Green Day, came out in 2010. Those Pickin' On series albums, you know, whether they're Iron Horse or Cornbread Red, they're always really, really good. And I wish they'd attribute them to the artist, not just Pickin' On series, because There's some amazing talent behind it, and I'd love to know the band that does each one of those. Blanche Survey at the beginning of that set with a cover of Holiday, that one from Desert Island Songs. Again, another song that I just love, and I was talking to the chat room about this, but the harmonies in that version right there are so tight and warm and cozy. I just want to curl up in a ball and nestle inside those harmonies. They're so good. Blanche Survey and Holiday. All right, we're going to wrap up the Green Day segment of the show and move on to Nirvana. But before we do that, I want to talk about the sponsor for today's episode of Coverville. That sponsor, my friends, is Amazon. Now, I've talked about all those cool things that you buy on Amazon, whether they're food or electronics or gifts or clothes or health and fitness or whatever. What about if I told you about a device that you could own that would automatically order these things for you from Amazon? So, you know, you put them in the laundry room, in the bathroom, in the kitchen, any of those things, and you run out of something, boom, you hit a button. Your whole family can hit a button and say, hey, we're out of dishwashing detergent. Boom, another box is on its way instantly. Well, those are dash buttons, and they have hundreds of them available from Amazon.com. The Amazon Dash Button series, like I said, you can get everything from napkins to toilet paper to pita chips to chunky soup to pet food. I'm just scrolling down the list here. And it's stuff that you you use every day. And when you run out, you don't want to you know, have to make that extra trip to the store. You want to say, oh, you know, we're getting low on kitty litter. Boom, you hit a button, kitty litter is on the way. And what's cool, these little buttons work with your Wi-Fi. You don't need to plug them in anywhere. You don't need to attach them to an Ethernet cable. You just stick them right above the kitty box or right next to the toothpaste dispenser. And when you start getting low, boom, you hit the button. Just one of the many ways that Amazon's got you covered. Go to coverville.com/Amazon or click any of the links on the Coverville page, the show note links for music or the big banner on there. It'll take you right to Amazon. Any purchase you make at that point helps Coverville out. A little portion of what you spend goes to Coverville. Go check them out. Amazon.com. It's Amazon has got you covered. All right, I promised you some Nirvana. Let's do a quick Nirvana set. Some of their best-known songs covered here. Starting with a brand new album. This just came out, and the CD arrived yesterday. I got the digital version earlier, but I am so in love with this album, and you can find it on Bandcamp. You want to go find it right now. Like, listen to the first minute of this song, fall in love with it like I did, then go to Bandcamp and buy the whole thing. The band is Hula Hi-Fi. The album is Hawaiian Noir, Volume 1, and here is their cover of In Bloom. Thank you.
Load up your guns and bring your friends. It's fun to lose and to pretend. She's overborn and self-assured. Oh no, I know a dirty word.
We'll be right back. I don't have a gun. No, I don't have a gun. No, I don't.
Thank you.
Little Roy and an album called Battle for Seattle from 2011. Cover of Lithium right there by Little Roy. Now, that album actually has a few covers. Matter of fact, a lot of covers of Nirvana on there. Heart-Shaped Box, Come As You Are, On a Plane, About a Girl, all done in that really, really cool reggae style. That pop reggae style. Really fun stuff from Little Roy right there. Before that, Come As You Are by Civil Twilight. That one from an album called Come As You Are, a 20th anniversary tribute to Nevermind, which came out in 2011. Piano Jack with a cover of Drain You. That, he's manic, like Jerry Lee Lewis, like a Japanese Jerry Lee Lewis. That one from a Japanese Nevermind tribute that came out in 2012. Lucinda Bell and a cover of Smells Like Teen Spirit from her album Urban Lullabies. And Hula Hi-Fi starting us off with a cover of In Bloom from the brand new album, Hawaiian Noir, Volume 1. It's really hard to say Hawaiian Noir. You got to say it as one word, Hawaiian Noir. Came out, digital version came out last year, and the CDs have been pressed. They're in people's hands, and that album is fantastic. Go get it today. Okay, 50 years old, Kurt Cobain. We're moving on to 30-year-old Kesha. And whether you pronounce her name with the dollar sign or without the dollar sign, Kadalarha or Kesha, she doesn't use the dollar sign anymore for whatever reason, but maybe contractual. I know that she was trying to get out of a music contract because of some sexual harassment issues and some horrible stuff that she did have to go through. But let's, it's music here. It's all about the music. Let's have a cover of Kesha's breakthrough single, TikTok. This one performed by Doll and the Kicks for a Raw session a couple of years back. Here is TikTok.
He did. Put my glasses on, I'm gonna hit this city. Before I leave, I brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack. Cause when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back. Pedicure on our toes, toes. Drying on our clothes, clothes. Growing up our phones, phones. Playing our famous parties. Playing our favorite CDs. Tipsy.
walking in their bras and thongs. Face down, booty up. That's the way we like to work. Slicker than an Oreo skull. She say she won't, but I bet she will. Swing your partner round and round. End of the night, it's going down. One more shot, another round. End of the night, it's going down. Swing your partner round and round. End of the night, it's going down. One more shot, another round. End of the night, it's going down. I'm yelling timber, you better move. Blessed to say money ain't a thing. Club jumping like LeBron now. Order me another round. We about to clown. Why?
It's about to go down.
Swing your partner round and round. End of the night, it's going down. One more shot, another round. End of the night, it's going down. Swing your partner round and round. End of the night, it's going down. One more shot, another round. End of the night, it's going down. I'm yelling timber. You better move.
Oh, tonight. I saw an old friend, someone who I used to take comfort from long before I met you. I saw a spark in his eyes, a forgotten desire. With a word or a touch, I could have rekindled that fire. But old flames can't hold a candle. Can light up the night like you do. Flickering embers of love, I've no one or two. But old flames can't hold a candle. Sometimes at night, I think of the lovers I've known. Remember them holding me, helps me not feel so alone. And I feel you beside me, and even stars in the night, lost in the sweet light of dawn. But old flames can't hold a candle to you. No one can light up the night like you.
The song contains language that will corrupt your mind, offend your youngsters, and confound your coworkers. Please use extreme caution when listening.
In my basement and get sleazy. Sick of all your lines so cheesy. Sorry daddy, but I'm not that easy. I'm not gonna sit here while you circle jerk it and work it. I'ma take it back to where my man and my girls is.
I'ma tat on your dumb, dumb drum. The beat's so fat, gonna make me come.
On to your place. Rat-a-tat-tat on your dumb, dumb drum. The beat's so fat, gonna make me come. On to your place. I don't need to critique on your seduction technique, but it's really not impressing me, it's kinda weak. That you really think you're gonna get my rocks off, get my diamond shocks off, showing me the dollars in your Dropbox. Me and my friends, we dump our bottles, we bring them. We take the drinks from the tables when you get up and leave. I don't care if you stay and you call us scummy, cause we ain't after your affection, and sure as hell not your money.
I don't need you and your brand new bitch.
It does seem kind of funny to put the not safe for work sound right before that last song when I've had at least 3 F-bombs before that in this show. That is Sleazy by Ben Folds, originally included on the Download to Donate Tsunami Relief album that you'll find actually on his retrospective, the best imitation of myself, the Ben Folds retrospective. Came out in 2011. Great stuff on there, of course. Kesha herself right before that with a song called Old Flames Can't Hold a Candle to You, the deconstructed mix. This one comes from her deconstructed EP, which came out in 2013, and is a song originally written by her mother, but originally performed by Joe Sun, but Dolly Parton had a huge hit with that as well. Old Flames Can't Hold a Candle to You. Walk Off the Earth with Dirty Picture, that one from their Volume 1 album, originally done by Tayo Cruz featuring Kesha, and also Pitbull featuring Kesha, bringing us Timber, that cover right there by Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox from Twist is the New Twerk, came out in 2014. And of course, TikTok at the top of that set by Doll and the Kicks, recorded for a Raw session. Great version right there, kind of body vaudeville kind of version of TikTok right there by Doll and the Kicks. That, whew, is going to bring us to the end of yet another edition of Coverville. A biggie, right? 3 cover stories always feels like a big show, even if it's the same number of songs as a single cover story. Don't know why that is. But that is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed it. If you want to get in touch with me, requests@coverville.com is the email address to use. You can call the request line 1-877-7-COVER-9 or visit coverville.com for everything you need cover song related. Want to welcome a few new people to the Patreon family. New patrons, always happy to welcome them. Big thanks to, let me get their names up here, Joe A and Toyota Boy. I thought there was one more in the last couple of days. J Slow. Or JSLO. Welcome to the Patreon family, and thank you for your support. All that money goes right back into production of the show. So you guys are awesome for helping support free programming, or programming that's produced for free, and helping make sure it stays on the virtual air. Thank you, and we will see you next time. Until next time, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CACHEFLY, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where you can hear podcasts so good, they'll always welcome you to paradise.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.